Please do be seated. This is the point in our service. I know the children and youth are still in, I hope. Maybe, yes, I think some of them are still here, because this is the point in our service when Bishop Martin's going to rededicate this building after all the changes for its use in the future. And he's asked me to ask Diz, Alan, Paul, would you come and join us at the front? Sorry to put you on the spot. Alan, our architect, Paul from Carter's, and Diz, who project managed it. I'm going to hand over to the bishop, and I'm going to hold the water.
Okay, we're there.
Can I say a huge thank you? I'm having been a vicar myself and dealt with the challenges of building projects and refurbishment projects, I can imagine the incredible stress and strain and the demands that have been placed on this group of people and a lot of other people here too in bringing this about. I think the result is absolutely extraordinary. And looking at the pictures, I obviously didn't see the church with the pews in the old form, but looking at the pictures, I can see what huge possibilities you have now that weren't there before. And I'm incredibly grateful to you, and it looks beautiful. So, and I know a lot of it's about the floor and a lot of it's under the carpet here, but we can see the work on the sides, on the aisles here. And I know what a huge amount of work has been done. So thank you very much, Diz here, but also architects and builders and project managers and all of the others who are involved in this. I'm carry on talking to see how long he can hold it before he puts it down.
I don't know how we're going to get wet.
So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to say a prayer here, and then I'm going to say a line of another prayer in each of the four corners and sprinkle with this same water that we've blessed for Anya's baptism, sprinkle the corners of the building to bring it back into this holy space that you know this place to be, to affirm that and to recommit ourselves in this place to the wonderful things that this congregation, this church does. So I'm going to say a prayer, then we're going to walk. You can stay there if you like, or you can follow us, whatever you choose. We'll try not to douse the cakes over in the corner. We'll walk over to that corner and then round to the other three. Let us pray. O God, creator and builder of all things, you've given us gifts and talents to use to your glory. Grant that the work that's been completed so wonderfully in this church may enable us better to serve you in our worship, in our service, and in our lives, and through your goodness to contribute to the building of your kingdom, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Let us proceed. Gracious God, we ask you now to bless the works undertaken in this church. May all who come here, all who come, well, that's one way to do it. May all who come here know the presence of Christ. Let's mind the puddle. May they experience the joy of Christ's friendship and grow in his love. Grant this, we pray, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Eternal God, the heaven of heavens cannot contain you, much less the walls of temples made with hands. Graciously receive our thanks for this place, and accept the work of our hands offered to your honour and glory. Amen. Amen. Now it's a bit lighter, I'll carry it myself. We've just blessed the building, this fabulous church, but what this is, and it's a hugely important building, and it'll do wonderful work because of this work that's been done. But What's the most important part of the church? What's far more important than the building? The people. All right. So, we bless the people. Confirming you in your baptism and in your commitment to serve Christ through this place and in your lives.